I've just sat through another news report given over to some paint thrown onto a Bentley, an HRH poked with a finger or a stick, rather than the many teenagers and young people badly coshed or run down by mounted police, or 20-year-old Alfie Meadows having suffered a stroke after being cudgeoned and who was nearly turned away by a hospital only for the intervention of an ambulance man who probably saved his life. It wasn't WikiLeaks who held a mirror to our society and media this week. It has been the continual reporting of a couple of royals being a bit scared after protesters shouted at them and threw some paint, and the fact that the millionaire and government-controlled media have hardly mentioned the young people who have been badly injured in London. Thank God for our joyous, politicised young people, is what I say. One young member of the crowd tweeted to me, "Our parents were corralled and ignored during the anti-war and G8 marches. We won't be." Another said, "These people have let us and our parents down. Education is now the preserve of the rich." The Lib Dems went to universities and signed pledges of no fees. They lied. Remember, all of these mainstream parties, Tory, Lib Dem and Labour, want us to pay the rich people's debt. They want us to throw away our young people's future and make them pay for the rich people's gambling debts. Well, it was good to see young people saying no last Thursday.
I want my children to think that our generation paid off its debts, valued its savers, rewarded responsibility, and invested in their future. And because I want it for my children, I want it for your children too. I want it for everyone's children. Because we are all in this together.
He's a liar, liar.
Achieving some great things already in this government. I hope each and every one of you is as proud as I am of what we've already achieved. We are finally putting liberal values at the heart of British government.
He's a liar, liar.
This government will not cut the deficit in a way that hurts those we most need to help, in a way that divides our country, or in a way that undermines the spirit and the ethos of our vital public services.
This government is pursuing the only policy which gives any hope of bringing our people back to real and lasting employment.
This government.
demonstration in the streets. We're acting for ourselves, a rite of passage for a nation thinking for themselves. So let's go now, go. The hour is getting late. Everybody's on the streets and we won't hesitate. Let's go now, go. It's time we all stand up. Us, you know we won't give up, so we go. In Parliament they promised us fairness for all. Election lies are now the writing on the wall. When leaders fail the people, we rise up from below. Together we are stronger and we can overthrow. So let's go.
Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Killing in the name of. Now you do what they told you. 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 Now you're under control. Now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. Now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Don't you die.
You just heard Liar Liar by Captain Ska, Let's Go by a group of students who call themselves the Land Girls, and Killing in the Name of by Rage Against the Machine. Rage Against the Machine was, of course, last year's very festive Christmas number one. Download Captain Ska's Liar Liar and let's keep Kyle from the number one spot again. This next song is for Sharon in Glasgow. Thanks for the suggestion for soundtracks for the student resistance. This is Roosevelt Room by Bright Eyes Denver.
Roosevelt Room. What good Washington dream. Go ask Hunter Thompson, go ask Hemingway's ghost. It all catches up with you once you get just a little too old. Take a hard look in the mirror, it's a thing that you cannot see. Your shadow's long, but the day is young. It just wasn't meant to be. There's no blankets for the winter, there's no oil in the lamp. And I'd like to write my congressman, but I can't afford the stamp. You want me to pay my taxes so you can propagate your lie? What is barefoot dudes down in New Orleans looking like they're gonna die? You who quit the legends, you who poisoned all of my dreams, you who pinned all of the medals on all the boys from Omaha. You haven't got too lazy. I know you like your apple pie, 'cause the working poor you've been pissing on are doing double shifts tonight. What good are you with your cynical plague in your Arlington tomb? What good are you? A Cherokee trail and you Roosevelt knew.
Good to see so many young people on the streets demonstrating against the cuts and for the future of education in this country, in Glasgow on Thursday. And lots of them have joined the only party that speaks for them, in fact the only party that gives them a voice, the Scottish Socialist Party, which is fast becoming the party of young people. One of the SSY, Scottish Socialist Youth, was visited by the police on Thursday. He was live blogging the events in Glasgow using his mobile phone to take messages from his friends on the streets. The police told him to stay away from the internet. What sort of Tory police state is the UK becoming? Mowing down young people using horses and batons and telling them to stop passing on information about demos? If you want to be at the heart of these protests and to help take our parliament next May, join the Scottish Socialist Party or the Scottish Socialist Youth, www.ssy.org.uk. To contact SSP Campsie, go to our blog, www.campsiesocialist.com, and go to the Contact Us section. And if you like what you're hearing here, and if you like the fact that we've got a socialist party up here in Scotland, please make a donation of a fiver by texting SSP to 85199. 85199. The next song is by a Glasgow singer-songwriter, Roy Moller. I'll be playing more of his superb songs at the next podcast, and I'll be telling you a wee bit more about him as well. This is 6 Degrees.
Should I cool it before I suddenly say too much about conspiracy and JFK? If bullets hadn't flown in that way, would you and I have happened today? But November 22nd, 1963 might be something. Connected by underground seas, rivers in the clouds, spirits in the trees, here to heaven's not 8, not 7, but 6.
but 6 degrees of separation. I have occupied a place on this planet for some time now. I know who set this up and then who ran. It's like some unsolved crime on radio. I can't even say to you. Connected by underground seas, rivers in the clouds, spirits in the trees, here to heaven's body, not 7 but 6 degrees of separation. Hell to heaven's not 12, 11 but 6 degrees of separation. I can't do the mathematics, I don't know how I feel about fanatics. Everything's connected by underground seas, rivers in the clouds, spirits in the trees, here to heaven's body, not 7 but 6 degrees of separation. Hell to heaven's not 12, 11 but 6 degrees of separation. Telling me about 6 degrees, telling me about 6 degrees, telling me. But 6 degrees telling me, but 6 degrees, a universe, a lonely sea, washing all over 6 degrees, a universe, a lonely sea, washing all over 6 degrees, a universe, a lonely sea, washing all over 6 degrees, a universe, a lonely sea. Washing all over 6 degrees, telling me, but 6 degrees, telling me, but 6 degrees, telling me.
The Educational Maintenance Allowance is being stolen from young people next September. If this isn't robbery of money that is for many crucial for them to go on in college, then nothing is. This extra money in the pockets of working class children is probably one of the arguments they have to arm themselves to get their families on side so they can go on in school. Yet this is being taken off them by the Tories and their friends, the Liberal Democrats, to pay off the rich people's gambling debt. If there are any decent Lib Dems left out there disgusted by the takeover of their party by the Tories and their friends, as the faction say, dump them.
In the meantime, the best thing you can do is take anyone in your circle of friends who veers to the right and dump them. It's what's called conservative left.
You got conservative friends, conservative friends.
Remember, folks, for an alternative political party who are saying people not profit and people not wars or trident or tax avoiders, we are the Scottish Socialist Party. Go to our website, www.scottishsocialistparty.org, and if you like what you see or like what you've heard, please donate a fiver by texting SSP to 85199. I'll be back soon.